This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Aker and Dupree are there, and a touchdown, the first of the season for the Badgers! Vinny Anthony!
So first and 15. Finn from the end zone. Caught, intercepted. Preston Chapman, a pick! Pickoff for the Badgers!
It's courtesy of the Big Ten Network. Is that Beth Mowins? Do you know? You don't know. I always feel like she sounds like Reba McEntire for some reason. So every time I hear her voice, that's good. But with the Big Ten Network, that was one of the games I got right last night. I did have a losing night. I went 2-3 in my top five plays. It was the only college football play I had in my top five. The baseball, I hit the Giants game. I got lucky there. And then the other two, just an absolute swing and a miss, man. Just frustrating watching some baseball games yesterday when you feel like you're on the right side, you feel like you've handicapped the game well, and then all of a sudden, not quite what you thought you were getting. I did have Akron and Wyoming to go over. Don't go look at that, because there's nothing over about that score. It was one of the most boring games you could have watched last night. It was pathetic from an offensive standpoint. And the same thing can be pointed out with a couple of the other games that happened. I liked Boise State's over. Thought with them coming back, even losing Jonte, they had that kid Sire coming in that he spelled Jonte last year.
Nobody expected that last night. That one-sided game.
Well, because, like, again, South Florida, what'd they score? 24?
I got it right
24
here.
To 7?
34 to 7.
34 to 7. And then it's like you have a total in the 60s. It's low 60s. And you're thinking if Boise State shows up, I'm probably right there in that mark somewhere. But it just didn't happen. And it's leading me to believe, too. Now, I want to watch today and see what happens, that we might see some offenses struggle out of the gate. Now, the teams that are playing the really big cupcakes this weekend, they're not going to struggle because they might just run the football down their throat and pick up a couple of 70-yard TD runs. One of the games that I talked about on Saturday that I'm really interested in is Ole Miss. I've seen it at 38.5. I saw it at 35 the other day. You can't tell me Lane Kiffin doesn't want to run the score up on any team. He loves being the talk of town. He loves scoring points. Those are the types. I don't like betting big numbers, but I would look at that game.
You mentioned Ole Miss. I'm going to jump in and interrupt just for 1 second while you catch your breath. A writer friend of mine down south once wrote that Ole Miss redshirt.
We brought some stuff for you because we do have Friday football. I'll try to get to some Saturday stuff as well and point out what I'm seeing. With the weather today, there's not much help. It's a Kansas City under, a Mets under, and they're not great spots. The one thing I would say in doing some other research, the A's game has the best weather of any game. The wind's blowing out. You got two pitchers that we can definitely go after. I think the over there, which is sitting at 10 or 10.5, depending on where you find it, Looks like a very interesting play and a good play as well. But the one thing I say about my weather algorithm when I'm giving the results of it, not enough data at that stadium to be on the weather, so it doesn't even show up. Same thing with Tampa Bay games. They don't show up in the weather algorithm unless they're on the road. Now, some of the other games that look really good, I'm just going to throw this out there. I think this is just an unbelievable spot. We all know how good Dean Kramer's been outside of that one start that he pitched to Basayo. And outside of April, he's been lights out. And now he goes to a ballpark that is one of the bigger ballparks. It's going to be cooler in San Francisco. The wind's blowing out, but it doesn't even matter. It's minimal. And I've said this before, anybody wants to listen to me. Wrigley and Oracle Park, the Giants stadium, are the two stadiums most affected by wind. Wrigley in the good way, 10 mile an hour winds feel like 20 miles an hour blowing out or blowing in. You need about 20 miles an hour blowing out for it to feel like 10 at San Francisco because it's right there on the water.
Yeah.
So I think the under here is just an absolutely perfect play. The Orioles are coming off a four-game set where they scored 7 runs. A couple of the key components of this team hurt. We're going to watch some of the younger guys play. You're seeing guys fill in. And then on top of it, they have been god-awful against lefties, and they get Robbie Ray today. And I like Robbie Ray over K's at 6.5. He's hit that mark 12 times this year. I don't want to tell you how many times he's landed on 6. He's a big strikeout guy, and the Orioles are in the bottom 5 of strikeouts. Give me the Orioles-Giants under. See how bad this one can burn me when everything looks perfect. And that's like I was telling Bruce. I said, everybody is taking Texas in that game tomorrow. And
I'm
again,
not.
I want to take Texas because I like them and I'd like to see them win. But the fact of the matter is, it's still Ohio State at home. And yeah. I know all the things factor in. But every expert I'm talking to, and I'm talking like 15 to 20 guys I've talked to, are all picking Texas.
Okay.
And, I mean, they're all handicappers, too, so do with that what you will. I think the under looks better in the Texas-Ohio State game, but that's just me. As far as some other baseball games, I think the Astros and Angels under looks good, and I think St. Louis-Cincy, which is the first game, the over looks good there. And the WNBA, the Fever and the Sparks to go over 177.5. I like that spot. The Sparks play faster than anybody in the league, so it does look like a really interesting spot there. And one of the other things to point out with tomorrow's games, I wanted to bring this up and kind of go over it because we were talking about it. I do like Ole Miss. I am going to be on, I'm actually on the same side. We had Lee Sterling. I like Miami in an upset over Notre Dame, and I like UNC in an upset over TCU. Those are standalone games. Well, there's 2 games on Sunday this week, but you have a full slate of games on Saturday. I don't think there's a lot of great on Saturday. I think there's some good. At least in my opinion. Now, I'm diving into Saturday slate all day today and doing all my work, so I might find some gems here or there. But that being said, I feel like the best play today is the Giants under. And going back to it, I had the Wisconsin under, getting that right. It was 17-0. You talk about a snore fest, just as boring could be. But with today, college football, I think Georgia Tech looks interesting on the road at Colorado.
I do, too.
They're favored by 4. I've already talked about Michigan State, Western Michigan under the 49.5. And my upset of the day, I love Baylor. I think Baylor knocks off Auburn tonight. 2.5, big statement for them in the Big 12. Yes, normally I would take an SEC team on the road playing anyone, but I think this Baylor team needs a statement game on a Friday, a nationally televised game that everybody's going to have a chance to watch.
Yeah, and Auburn is in some disarray.
Yeah.
I think we can all agree there.
So there you go.
There you go. Jeremy's picks.
Oh, and I got to tell everybody, too, I should have done it at the beginning. Sorry, Joe. 4 tickets to Dream Big at the Maryland State Fair coming to the Timonium Fairgrounds for 3 weekends, Thursday through Sunday, August 21st to September 7th. Enjoy rides, music, food, and more. Visit MarylandStateFair.com. Caller number 5 at 410-583-1057.
Way to go. I was going to open the phones the next segment, so now that's out.
Oh, well, we can do that. Joe's going
call in for the ticket. Stick around. Big Bad Morning Show continues.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Face a lot of the top opponents the past month, and we've done really well against them. So just on a little weird stretch right now. So, yeah, we're going to win some games.
A little weird stretch. Is that Gunnar Henderson? Okay. Yep. A little, yeah, you could say that. It's been a little weird year. The bright side, Jeremy, is at least they're on the West Coast this weekend, and we don't have to sit through it, right?
I mean, you could stay up and watch it. I'm sure you'll get, kind of an afternoon game on a Sunday. I wonder what most people are going to be doing on Labor Day weekend, but you do have some college football there as well. I still like watching these young guys. I like seeing Dylan Beavers out there and Basayo.
Did you see the game yesterday?
Yeah.
Boy, Beavers will never get a better shot at stardom than he got when he came in as a pinch hitter.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's, you know, you look at some of those moments. Was it the night before that he had his really good game where he knocked in a couple? And
then, of course, he's benched the next day because that's the way the Orioles do things.
I wish you'd just put the young guys out there. I don't need to see Dylan Carlson start over somebody.
I don't either.
I don't need to see any of those guys start over. Like, just let them play.
Any of the Jacksons
that
you have on you're two-fifths of the way to having the Jackson 5 now.
Yeah. But, you know, to be fair to Jeremiah, like, he's played well. They've had him up at the top of the lineup.
Yes.
And I think he is going to be a part of what they do next year, but more as a rotational piece or a super utility guy. And I still think there's something to watch with the pitching staff to see what a Cade Povich looks like down the stretch, what Trevor Rogers looks like. Does he keep this thing up for the rest of the year? Are we watching Kyle Bradish kind of get back into it? So there's reasons to watch, but for me, it's more about individuals than it is about winning games.
I'm just going to tell you this. Any optimism I have is not going to return until the offseason.
Yeah.
I'm just totally pessimistic the rest of the way. But you're right. It is worth watching the young guys to see what they do, but I'm just sick of it. I'm just sick of it. I am. I had a young girl call my show, and when I say young girl, I mean she was about 10. And she said, the biggest problem that I have with this is that the Orioles are wasting that ballpark.
Yeah.
You know? And that's a really good way of putting it. However, when you want to talk about a wasted ballpark, it begins and ends in Pittsburgh.
Oh, that PNC Park is just...
I feel so sorry for those fans there. That guy, Bob Nutting, is his name, and he refuses to spend any money whatsoever. And so the Pirates now have the same problem that the Orioles had, in that you've got a really strong and stable franchise right next door in the Steelers and in the Ravens, and it's just very hard to look good
that
way.
Did you see the biggest free agent contract the Pirates had over the past 10 years was a starting pitcher? I think it was Ivan Nova. And it was a 2-year deal worth like $10 million. That's the largest free agent contract. That doesn't mean they haven't signed their own. They've signed their own to some. But as you pointed out, he is so cheap. You've got one of the best talents in all of baseball. What are you going to get for him when you decide to trade him? Or are you just going to ride it out and realize that he's not going to stay there because he's tired of giving up zero runs and not winning a game?
Well, in either one of those options, you lose. You know, there's no winning there whatsoever. But as far as the Pirates go, they got a strong history. You know, I mean, they beat the Orioles twice in a World Series. But I have a lot of friends and relatives up there, and they all want Nutting gone. And my point is, and this is what I hear from them all the time, if you don't have the money, sell the team. So you're seeing sell the team, you know, T-shirts and everything all over that city. And it's just, I feel bad for them because we make fun of Pittsburgh a lot, but they're good fans up there. Yeah. You know, they deserve a whole lot better than they're getting. And I don't blame them for being upset.
I got a couple buddies that work up there, and I go on their shows every once in a while, and you know, they love talking Ravens Steelers. They never ask me to come on and talk Orioles because nobody wants to talk about the damn Pirates. I mean, when you look at that team, they actually have some young, talented players, and their fans were pissed off because you drafted the kid Henry Davis as a catcher. You call him up, and the first thing you do is move him to the outfield, and sure, you don't play him on an everyday basis. And, you know, they did give a contract to Brian Reynolds, but you going to give a contract to anybody else?
I'll tell you what. If they could have kept that team together that they had in the early 90s, no. Okay, when you had Bonds and Bonilla and all those guys, yeah, if they could have figured out a way to keep that team together, they might have won two or three World Series. If you remember, Atlanta got a ninth inning walk-off to beat them in the playoffs in, I think it was 91. But it's just sad. Why are we spending all this time on Pittsburgh?
I don't know. That's what happens. You just start talking and get down a path.
Speaking of that, Wendy, my wife, her dad is from there, and both of my parents are from there. And Wendy's family has a big reunion every August. And we try to go whenever we can. You know what my job is at that reunion?
What's that?
I'm Ravens Pinata.
Really?
Yeah. They just line up. Did you ever see Airplane?
Yes.
You know the screaming woman? And then they take the wide shot and there's a big line and they have
they're pipe all range. Like ready to slap her. And
that's me at that family reunion. That's me. But that's where I came up with the line about some of those rings are getting a little dusty, you know? And then I would come up with this argument. Well, we got six rings. I say, well, Baltimore's got five. What are you talking about? 58, 59, 71, 2000, 2012. That's five rings right there. Well, you can't count the Colts.
Why can't you?
What was their first name when they won those rings? No. Okay, whatever. And then they came back with me with something like they were both the Browns or something. I said, okay, that's fine.
But now, how speaking of the Steelers, since we were talking about them, because as I look at this division, I think the Browns are still away until they figure out who their quarterback's going to be, and there's still some holes in that team. Their defense looks good. Cincinnati, their defense doesn't look good at all.
No defense.
I mean, Burrow's going to throw the ball 50 times a game. They're going to win some games because that offense is so good, but I mean, you're putting so much pressure on them. And then I look at the Steelers, and I'm going, well, they made the move for DK Metcalf. Aaron Rodgers has to be better than Russell Wilson last year, right? Like, but how much better? Is he just a cancer that's going to come in and blow everything up? And their defense got better. Remember, they added Jalen Ramsey. So I'm kind of curious what they look like. But are they going to be another one of those teams where this is 8-9, 9-8 again?
Yeah.
Or they just get into the playoffs?
Every single year, I write the Steelers off. Every single year. And then, lo and behold, by the end of the season, they're still hanging around. That's kind of what they do now. But I just wonder with Aaron Rodgers, how well all this new age stuff, this chamber of darkness and all of that he likes, how well is that going to go over with those coal miners and steel workers up there?
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I mean, with the same, if he's pulling that stuff, and we'll see. I mean, he's been going on some podcasts and talking. His teammates seem to like him. I saw DK Metcalf was busting his chops over some of the stuff that he does. But yeah, it's going to be a fun year. And I feel like this Ravens team has just more talent than everyone else.
They really
do. We'll see how it plays out.
You know, it's funny. You mentioned Russell Wilson, and this is a story that not many people know. He's from Richmond. Okay, went to the collegiate school. He was a senior the same year that Tyrod Taylor was a senior at Hampton High School, which is a statewide power down there.
Yeah.
Virginia Tech's recruiting them both. They signed Tyrod, so they back off on Russell Wilson. And that's how he ends up at NC State. And how do you back off?
NC State to Wisconsin after that, yeah.
Now, Tyrod had a great career, still playing. And, you know, your pension is based on length of service. So Tyrod has been playing along. I think the 2012 Super Bowl, I think he was a rookie that year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Right? So he's still playing. Hampton High School, where he played, they're the Crabbers. And so when they first drafted him, I made a beeline to the Ravens locker room for rookie camp. I went straight up to him. Hey, Tyrod, man, I went to Tab. Yeah, I'm from that, you know. Hey. I said, it's good to have a crabber in town.
Yeah.
Hampton Crabbers. Terrell Suggs is rehabbing. So he's sitting a few seats away, and he says, Crabber? What are you talking about? I said, oh, yeah. Hampton High School is famous in there to Crabber. So his nickname that day became Crabber. Okay? And he was Crabber for a long time. 3-4 years later, Rex Ryan has become head coach of the Buffalo Bills, and they trade for Tyrod. And at the presser, he's up at the podium, and he says, we think Crabber's the guy that can get us where we want to go. And I thought, hey, that was me.
He's had a very interesting career and been around for a long time. Yeah, I remember seeing, we were down, basically the whole station went down for the Miami game, and you'll remember which game this is. It's the one where Miami hadn't won a game, and then they knocked off the Ravens in overtime.
Yeah.
So we went down to that game, and at the airport, I guess, my guess is Troy Smith stayed behind to see some friends down there. He had Ted Ginn Jr. was on the Dolphins, so maybe wanted to hang.
Sure.
But he was flying back commercial with us. So he's sitting there, and he's got his hat pulled down, and somebody goes, are you Troy Smith? He's like, no, I'm not. He didn't want anybody to talk to him. He just wanted to be left alone. It was so funny. But
that is weird. The second year of the CFL team, they were so broke, but money was tight and they had to fly commercial. And it's funniest thing to see an offensive lineman flying commercial. You know, it just doesn't work physically at all. All right, coming up, the one and only, hardest working man in show business, the one and only Kevin Ostreicher going to join us. We're talking some Ravens. Stick around. Welcome back, I guess.
Yeah,
okay,
PYT.
There we go. Waiting for the bass, aren't we all? Big Bad Morning Show. Rob Long is off. Ed Norris is off. I'm Bruce Cunningham, replacing them both. Jeremy's still here, though. So
yeah, but I'm still off.
Well, yeah. Joining us now from Locked On Ravens, USA Today, all that stuff. I have him on my show all the time. He doesn't really need any introduction. It's KO himself, Kevin Ostreicher. Kevin, how you doing?
We got him?
Hey, guys.
There he is.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, I know. The Ravens, they have their opening game of the season. They finally made it, almost. And, I'm really excited for the season.
Let's start in an obvious spot. You do my show a lot. And one thing we were doing all through the offseason is talking about how hard it was going to be to make this roster. Yet, they end up signing 3 undrafted free agents. Amazing.
It's incredible. I mean, I think for what this Ravens team has done in terms of their roster building going into the season, you have 3 undrafted guys that have really taken their opportunity and ran with it. And I think the big thing with them is that they're all super hard workers. They're all really nice guys. And the big thing is they play football really well. I mean, you saw from Ruben Lowry in camp, you hear all the time about how he's around the ball. And that's exactly what the Ravens are looking for this season, forcing turnovers. And obviously in the playoffs, that's the big thing for them on defense. Jay Higgins also, same thing, flying around the field. And Keon Martin making an impact and vice blocks and all. John Harbaugh loves it, you know, pass defense, run defense. Going into the training camp, spring workouts, I didn't even know if there'd be space for one undrafted.
I was feeling the same way, you know.
You know, it ends up working out, and, you know, they had to make some tough decisions. We knew that they'd have to make probably at least one, and, you know, Eric DaCosta said that he and the Ravens agonized over Jalen Armour Davis, but that was, you know, in order to keep a guy like Keon Martin, in order to keep a Ruben Lowry, you had to make that decision. And, you know, it was a little bit of a shock to me considering how good of a preseason Jalen Armour Davis had, but again,
yeah,
7 corners at that spot was probably a little too much.
He's been around long enough to show out Jalen Armour Davis if he was going to, so that might have made that decision a little bit easier to make. But if you look at these 3 UFAs that they kept, the one thing that they all have in common is that they're going to have to play special teams. That's why they're on this club.
Yep, and that's how you make the Ravens on those final, and that's what a lot of teams usually look for anyway in those final spots is, not only, hey, are you good at your position, can you make an impact, do you have potential, but it's, can you play special teams for us? I mean, you know how much the Ravens value that, and I know DaCosta also talked about the fact that, you're right, Jalen Armour Davis, he has had opportunities, he's unfortunately been injured, and health has been a factor in his career, but, you know, it was also his 4th season, and for these undrafted guys, you know, they're in their first, and when it comes to contract length and money and the whole thing, like, it's a move for the Ravens that, I guess, when you look at it from a bird's eye view, they value that over what the Jalen Armour Davis could potentially bring. I think he'll be good in Tennessee if he can stay healthy, but obviously the Ravens needed to move on, and that's what they felt.
Well, let me ask you something that's, I mean, you could consider it Ravens related, as everybody wanted the Ravens to trade for Parsons, but because we are talking football and it was the biggest thing yesterday, what were your thoughts on that? And did you even think the Ravens would be in on him?
I didn't think the Ravens would be on him. I know that there were rumblings and rumors. And look, I think that if you wanted to push your chips in for one guy, Micah Parsons would be the guy to do it for. I think that would be as close to a guaranteed Super Bowl for the Ravens as you could probably get to with him and Mike Green rushing the passer for years to come. But there are a couple of ways to look at it, I think, from the Ravens' perspective. I think, first of all, the Ravens, if there's a silver lining for them not getting him, is that he's staying in the NFC. He's not coming over to a conference rival. You don't have to deal with him in your conference, so at least that's good. But signing him to that $47 million per season contract, which, of course, is what he wanted and what he deserved being the player that he is, the Ravens have a lot of extensions coming up. We just heard Eric DaCosta a couple days ago talk about the fact that they're going to have to let some good players leave, and that's without that $47 million per year on the books. So essentially, it's what do you value, you know, if you're looking at this Parsons situation. Is it Micah Parsons at $47 million per season? Or, you know, if you bring him in, it's going to be really hard to re-sign maybe a Tyler Linderbaum or Zay Flowers or Travis Jones or Isaiah Likely. And then on top of that, we know the Ravens love their first-round picks. We know that they view those guys as controllable starters for 4 or 5 seasons. So essentially, it's given up anywhere from 4 to 6 players, maybe 3 to 6 players for one guy. And that's just not how the Ravens operate. So it didn't necessarily shock me the Ravens didn't make the move.
Kyle Hamilton was the big news yesterday. Okay, everybody agrees that he's one of the great players in the NFL. He is someone you absolutely can't let get away. But given that, were you surprised at the size of that contract?
No, I wasn't. I think the big thing for me with Kyle Hamilton is he almost is his own position. I think he has his own market considering what he does. And I know Kirby Joseph in Detroit was the closest safety contract to what Hamilton ended up getting. Hamilton resets the safety market by about $4 million per season. And then you also have him at that $82 million guaranteed, which was about $40-ish million more than next closest guarantee, which was Antoine Winfield Jr. out in Tampa Bay. But he's just a do-it-all player. And I think that, again, it's he's essentially the unicorn of that defense and someone that you trust putting, whether it's single high, you can put him back deep like we saw last season. You could obviously play him in the box, dime. You can use him as a blitzer really effectively. He does it all. And so, to me, the thing, and I talked about this with Lamar Jackson, is, you know, the Ravens signed him to that deal 2 years ago, and it was all this money, and it was all highest paid player, quarterback, NFL history, all that. Now, we're sitting here today, guys, and that Lamar Jackson contract, he's the 10th highest paid quarterback now, just 2 years later.
Yeah.
So when you look at this, Kyle Hamilton in Baltimore through 2030 at, you know, that number, 25, and then honestly, it's a little less because it's essentially a 6-year deal for about 20, 21 million, I believe, is that number. We're going to look at that in like 3 years and be like, how did the Ravens get this thing done with Kyle Hamilton and have him at that low of a price point? So I like it for both sides.
How do you like him in Buffalo week 1? Do you feel like this? Is it the revenge narrative that's there? Because look, I look at the Ravens and I think they're the best team on paper, but you still got to go out there and play the game. And what a weird playoff game it was last year with no punts and the way you end up losing it. So what are your thoughts about week 1?
Yeah, I think that if Isaiah Likely wears white cleats, I think they might be not so good. He has to wear the black cleats, the white cleats. No, it's the white cleats. You got to be able to blend in to that sideline. So I think to me, I think it's going to be fine for them. I honestly like them to win that game. It's funny because I think the way that we saw them in the regular season last year and just that blowout nature, I think it'll be more geared towards what that playoff game was, close, hard fought. You know, these teams are really, really good. But, you know, to me, where I look at it is, in the back end of their secondary, I don't really trust their safety play a ton right now. I think that's kind of their weakness. They also are going to have a couple of defenders suspended for this game early on, Larry Ogunjobi and another pass rusher. So, you know, at this point for the Ravens, we know that it's going to be an emotionally charged game. I'm expecting a big game from Mark Andrews, though, and of course the storylines are there. We all know what they are. We all know the situation behind it. But we also know it's a contract year for Mark, and I'm not expecting Isaiah Likely to play in that game. So I think that he'll be the focal point, and I hope he does have a big game.
I was going to ask you that next. You know, they haven't put a designation on him, you know, in terms of his availability. You don't expect to see him next weekend.
I don't. And again, I'm not a doctor, so yeah, I'm not diagnosing anything. But I just feel like for me, and Harbaugh has been kind of like, yeah, it's more up in the air for Likely. I just wouldn't rush him back. Like if it's something where he needs to heal up, that injury typically, you know, you got to have about a month, maybe two to heal, depending on how serious it is.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't rush him back. And if I'm Isaiah Likely, I wouldn't want to rush back considering the circumstances behind the season, contract year. And, you know, if he comes back at like 85%, that doesn't help anybody. It doesn't help Likely. It doesn't help the team because he's not the player that we know that he can be. I guess if I had to put, like when my prediction would be from the comeback, I'd probably say week three, because I think it was good news they didn't put him on IR to start the season. And obviously the team has talked about how that might be a sign about when he could come back. But for now, I guess I wouldn't be shocked if he played in week one, but I think if I was Baltimore, I'd probably play it safe for Likely and keep him out a couple weeks.
Hey, Kev, before we let you run, tell everybody where they can find you.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me. You can find me over at the Locked On Ravens podcast. So that's on YouTube in video form or wherever you get your podcast in audio form. It's 5 days a week plus more. And, of course, with the season kicking off, we're going to have a lot of content and coverage around the Ravens. Hopefully it'll be a Super Bowl season, but, of course, they have a long way to get there. You can also find me over at the Ravens Wire for my written work at USA Today. And you can follow me on social media at ChaosTracker34.
Good stuff, man. Enjoy your holiday weekend.
As always, appreciate thanks for guys. Being with us, man. We'll talk yep. again real soon. I promise you that.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks so much.
Yeah, I got to tell everybody, Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. So visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Lots of great programming over on Paramount Plus. Bruce, are you doing the apps and all this stuff, the Netflix, the Hulu?
Yeah. I have a couple.
Because now with sports, they're making you do it.
I know.
You know, so.
Which is bothering me. And I can remember 25 years ago, doing sports talk on the radio and telling people, NFL's going pay-per-view. Nah, no way they'd ever do. You know what? They're almost there now.
See, what I'm happy about is some of the ones that the NFL has been on, at least they have other programming that's really good. And you're not just buying one thing.
My one problem with watching games on streaming is like when you go to break or in their halftime, you can't switch.
Yeah.
You can't go to your previous channels. And I'm too old for this, you know, but yeah.
Rob says there's a way, but I think the older guys can't figure it out.
Rob says this.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Rob's not young either, you know, just saying. All right, one more segment to go, and then we're getting out of here for Bob and Vinny. But stick around. We'd love to hear from you. 410-583-1057.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Seven. Rob and Ed are off. I'm Bruce Cunningham sitting in. Jeremy's still here. You know, Jeremy, when the boss said, we want you to do Friday morning, I said, okay. And he said, well, yeah, it's you, Jeremy, and Joe. And I'm thinking, well, Jeremy's just coming off this horrendous throat operation. I said, I can see this being a Bruce and Joe show. But I heard you on here Monday, and your voice sounded great, and I was very relieved.
Yeah, my surgeon was listening. The doctor, he said, you sound great. And I said, oh, it's going to be wonderful. And I was telling you, talking about great luck. I think I broke a tooth last night, and now it's like only I could break a tooth on the Friday or at least the Thursday night before the holiday weekend, meaning if I can't get into the dentist office today, I'm not getting in until Tuesday. So it's very pleasant. And then, oh, by the way, I'm wondering how do you get a mold of my mouth with the stitches in the top of my mouth? We'll see what happens today if I can get in or not, but it's been a fun time.
You know, ever since it's not easy being you. You know, I've noticed that about you.
Well, it's like that black cloud that follows you around. Do you have one too?
No.
I don't know. Do you got one, Joe? Because it's parked right by my car out front.
I was married to one for 26 years, but I'm not anymore.
Yeah.
How did I know they were going to reuse that one?
Yeah. By the way, my dentist's office, Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much getting me in today so I don't have to wait till Tuesday and be in pain all weekend.
The power of mass media.
Yeah.
Just put it out there and they will answer. Let's get a call in here before we get out of here. Andy in Dundalk, what's going on?
Bruce, how's the world treating you, my friend?
Like a baby treats a diaper. I stole that line from Al Bundy. Thanks for giving me the straight line.
That's okay, buddy. Hey, we've talked about this before. I've seen major improvements in the Orioles fundamentally since Mancino took over. I would just love to see him get the team for at least 1 year from the beginning. I mean, they still have some issues like the base running blunder yesterday and everything, but for the most part, they're doing a lot of things better than what they've done for a decade. It's just more sound fundamental baseball. I'd like to see him back for a year to see what he can do with a team from spring training. And one other thing, Bruce.
Yes.
Baltimore loves you, man. There ain't nothing you can do about that.
Thank you, Andy. I appreciate it. Andy raises an interesting point. Do you bring Mancino back?
See,
and if you don't, then what kind of manager are you looking for?
I think they're going to look for another guy that's
a big name,
more established and analytical. I mean, you have to look at the way this organization's been run, not only from the drafting standpoint, from what they've been doing. And anybody that doesn't like analytics, I say this all the time, all it is information. You use it how you see fit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can look at something and say, oh, I don't have enough games of data to say either way, this is how we should do it. And it goes back to what I said earlier. Like, you got a pitcher that's reverse splits like Kevin Gausman, who gets hit harder by righties. Do you stack the lineup with right-handed bats or left-handed bats? And each guy's different. But I think some of the names that have been linked here, like Skip Schumacher and who else? I mean, there's been a handful of guys that are already established guys. And there were so many people when they saw Buck back in town for Adam Jones, like, bring Buck back. I'd love that, but that's not happening.
Well, there's some rivers that would need bridges built over them for that to happen,
yeah.
Because that was not a friendly parting there. I mean, they didn't rip each other or anything, but I don't think that Buck felt like he should have been given the door. But then again, Buck's last season, everybody just quit,
yeah.
You know, and I don't think that they could have salvaged that. I miss Buck, though. You know who Buck looked just like?
Who?
Elroy Jetson.
Yeah, I heard that all the time.
Yeah.
And
I like him, though. And here's my favorite Buck Showalter line. He said, excuse me, I'm not paranoid, I'm alert. Those are good words to live by. I'm not paranoid, I'm alert. Appreciate you putting up with me today. As far as we know, everybody's back on Monday.
Yeah. Well, everybody's off on Monday. It's Labor Day.
Oh, that's right. Tuesday then.
Tuesday it'll be Ed and I. We'll be back doing the show with Joe.
So Rob's just like la-dee-don around the countryside?
What Rob did is he's on the West Coast trip with the Orioles.
Okay.
And with the holiday weekend, he tried to turn this into – he took his family out, so he's going to spend some time with them out there. I gave him a restaurant out there called the Pawn Shop, which is like one of the coolest places I've ever been, where you go in and you're like in this little room and you look over at the bookshelf. And once the guy takes you, okay, we got you. Your table's ready. And you're looking around like, what table? He pulls one of the books off the shelf and the whole thing opens up and the restaurant's in the back.
Oh, that's just cool. You know, it doesn't even matter what they serve.
Food was amazing.
Well, okay. Well, that's a bonus on top of that. So I want to remind everybody, there will not be a Bruce Cunningham show tomorrow. We're carrying Maryland football instead. So don't listen for me then, but listen for Johnny Holiday. And Vinny and Haney are up next. Can I say my standard goodbye even though I'm not on this show? Okay. And then one more time. Baltimore, I love you madly. Ain't nothing you can do about it. I'm Bruce. He's Jeremy. We'll talk again real soon. Until then, see you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.